An independent panel of scientists appointed by NASA has recommended that the space agency extend the life of the Hubble Space Telescope. The plan had been to retire Hubble around 2010 after 30 years of service. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, the proposal comes with a number of caveats.
As one astronomer put it, the question of what to do with Hubble is much like the question of when to ditch your first car. You love it, you conceived your first child in the back seat, it started up even on cold mornings, but at some point you figure it's time to get rid of it. On the question of Hubble, the committee got advice from all sides. Some astronomers argued that Hubble should be retired in 2010. Others argued NASA should hang on to it longer, since its successor won't yet be ready. That side largely won out. John Bacall, a physicist at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, chaired the committee.
The first option would extend the life of Hubble if two shuttle visits are available.
The shuttle visits would be necessary to replace essential gyroscopes on board and to bring up new scientific equipment. But there is some question about whether the shuttle will even be flying in 2010, and if it is, whether it will be allowed to make trips to Hubble. If there were trouble on such a mission, astronauts would be unable to reach the safety of the space station, which sits in a different orbit, and after the Columbia shuttle accident, no one wants to risk lives unnecessarily.
There were some very emotionally powerful discussions that took place largely in private. One of the astronauts told me, "Look, John," he said, "anytime you strap yourself in and put your life in the hands of a powerful rocket, you know you're taking a big chance, and you only want to do that when it's something really important."
Bacall says there is a second caveat. Astronomers will have to present detailed proposals for what they would do in those extra years with Hubble, and those proposals would have to compete with other potential space projects. So giving Hubble an extension is Plan A. As a backup, Plan B, the committee says NASA should send the shuttle up to Hubble just one more time to do scheduled servicing and maybe attach some sort of propulsion device to bring it down as planned in 2010, preferably into the ocean so no one gets hurt. Plan C is what Bacall calls the disaster scenario. No further shuttle missions are allowed or possible, in which case NASA should start thinking about how to launch a robotic mission to attach a propulsion device now.
We don't yet have a rocket-launched propulsion device that could be used to deorbit Hubble, although NASA and I think on the national defense side, there's a great interest in developing such a vehicle.
Hubble has collected some remarkable data and produced spectacular pictures of the distant universe. The committee received hundreds of emails from members of the public asking that Hubble be kept alive. But some astronomers are likely to be unhappy with the panel's recommendation. Keeping Hubble operating costs about $200 million a year. When Dan Golden ran NASA in the 1990s, he called scientists who wouldn't let go of the telescope Hubble huggers. He didn't mean it kindly.
Some of us are proud to call ourselves Hubble huggers.
You among them.
I am among them.
That is Steve Beckwith, director of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, which runs the science program for Hubble. He says that if Hubble's life is extended, it could be put to use studying all kinds of things. Distant planets, for one.
When Hubble was built and launched, we knew of no other planets outside of our solar system. And we now know of 100 such planets. Hubble has become increasingly important in studying those, understanding what they're like, and it has provided the first ever measurements of the atmosphere of one of these extrasolar planets.
One astronomer outside NASA who didn't want his name mentioned thought the committee's proposal was unrealistic. The money for extending Hubble will have to come from somewhere, he said, and NASA already has a full plate, including plans to launch a new space telescope sometime around 2011, a year after Hubble was to leave the sky. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.